fossils give a tantalizing but sketchy record of how living things got to be the way they are. Lately, scientists have been looking at genes in living plants and animals to retrace the path of evolution. A team of biologists used both genes and fossils to reconstruct a sort of chicken and egg story about plants. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
Ferns are kind of like the crocodiles of the plant world. They are ancient, primitive. You always see ferns in dinosaur movies, with some Tyrannosaurus rex crushing them underfoot. There were lots of kinds of ferns for T-Rex to crush, but many died out. The conventional wisdom is they got pushed out by flowering plants, showier, more successful, more diverse. What ferns remain now are relics. But Kathleen Pryor at Duke University thinks otherwise. In a study published in the journal Nature, she says many of the ferns we see today actually evolved much more recently, after flowering plants showed up.
I think what we have shown here is that ferns are not these evolutionary dead ends, and that they are going to be able to help us to understand something about the ecological processes and evolutionary processes. They're very much a part of these modern ecosystems, not a has-been hanging on.
Pryor says this isn't just about fern self-esteem. It's about the process of evolution. Apparently, flowering plants grew into tall, complex forests. That was a challenge to the ferns and actually stimulated an explosion of fern evolution. Ferns evolved ways, such as a gene for tolerating shade, that allowed them to thrive in the shadow of the big flowering plants.
It's a really interesting paper. It's cool.
Torsten Eriksson is a botanist at the Swedish Royal Academy of Sciences. He says Pryor's technique of comparing fossil plants and genes in present-day plants could help answer some other chicken-or-egg questions.
For example, ask if the rise of the flowering plants gave rise to a large number of insects that were connected to them through pollination, or if it was the other way around, that a range of insects diversified and made it possible for the flowering plants to diversify.
As for the fern's reputation as an evolutionary loser, Pryor says they're smarter than they look.
Opportunistic is what they are. Pretty clever. I think they're going to enjoy their 15 minutes of fame, I hope.
And they only had to wait 250 million years. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.